Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing a powerful series titled Understanding the Parables of Jesus, speaking on the parable of the prodigal son and the unjust steward. Yesterday, he shared that you need wisdom to create wealth and maintain it. Today, he continues. Let's join in.
So, basically, you look at all the four main characters, the rich father, the younger son, the elder son, the unjust steward, you realize that they displayed different levels of wisdom. Some foolishness. But when God is going to give you money, remember, wisdom is the key thing. So if you want money, pray for wisdom. Don't pray for a visa. Pray for wisdom. 1 Kings 10:23, the Bible says about Solomon. King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. Proverbs 8:18, wisdom said, riches and honor are with me. They are my best friends. Wherever I go, they are following me. You know, there are some people like that. When you see one, you see the other. So instead of crying for more pay, cry for more wisdom. Tell your neighbor, don't cry for more pay, cry for more wisdom. Cry for more wisdom. Don't cry for more pay. Just cry for more wisdom. That's what you need. So that's the first lesson that we learn from here. Now, then Jesus said, lesson number two, he said, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of righteousness, that when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. Jesus said, money can protect you sometimes when things fail. Money itself, it can protect you. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 15, the Bible says, the rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. In other words, money can actually protect you. It can protect you against mosquitoes. Because if you have money, you can build a house, you can have netting, you can spray the compound once a week, you can put on your air conditioning. Mosquitoes don't like air conditioning much. When it freezes, they don't fly much. They remain where they are. So the air conditioning alone can immobilize them. But if you can't buy an air conditioner, you cannot pay the ECG bills. The mosquitoes, they will have you for dinner. So even mosquitoes, they can protect you. Sometimes when you are sick, money can protect you. That is why the rich countries that have money, they live longer than the poor countries that are prayerful. Are you understanding me? It doesn't mean prayer doesn't work. It works. But it means that even when you are praying, it is also better if you have money to add it to the prayer. It's an extra defense. And Jesus was a very practical person. He said, listen, sometimes things will fail. Your health can fail. Your job can fail. You can lose your job. Some kind of business that you have, the business can fail. So Jesus said, make money your friend. And in this context, when he says mammon of unrighteousness, he's talking about money basically is something that the wicked people of this world use. And if you are not careful, you will see money as an evil thing. Mammon of unrighteousness. Some Christians see money as an evil thing. But I said, that thing that sometimes people view as an unrighteous or an evil thing. He said, listen, don't see it as an evil thing. Make it your friend. Make sure that you have some. Because there are people that when they fall ill, a private ambulance, I know a certain rich man, he fell ill. An ambulance from Europe, a plane, not a car ambulance, flew all the way from Europe to pick him up and took him to Europe for all his medical things, and he survived. But poor people have died. So Jesus said, If you have this view that, oh, money is evil, mammon is an unrighteous thing, and all those things, he said, listen, you can become a very poor person. So don't see it that way. Say, rather make it what? Your friend. From today, may money be your friend. Put someone and say, may money be your friend. In other words, don't see it as something evil because it can protect you. And it is true. Very true. Even the car you drive, sometimes when you have an accident, whether you survive or not, it depends on the car that you are driving. Serious. There are cars with anti-collision overrides. When you are taking a curve and the car realizes that you will go off, the car itself will take over, maneuver, and stabilize the car for you before it will release you to go. You say you want to die, I won't allow you. You won't die today. You cannot die. May you drive a car like that. So he said, don't view it as some evil thing. Are you understanding me? He said, no, make it your friend. You know, let me tell you something about the kingdom. In the Bible, anything can be holy. Anything can be holy. So it's not a particular activity that makes something holy. It is how it is used. So you realize that in the Old Testament, anything could be holy. Your house, your clothes, the way you go to the toilet, it's all written. Basic things, it's all instructions. And you have to follow it. And when you follow it, you are holy. So basically, there are three divisions. Unclean, clean, and holy. And your money can fall into any of these one. If I have money and I use it to oppress people, or I use it so that I behave in a very proud way, or I use it to attack my enemies, it's being used in an unclean way. If I have money and I use the money to pay school fees and buy food for my children, but I'm an unbeliever, I'm using it in a clean way. It's clean, but I'm not using it to the glory of God. I'm just using it for myself, but it's not evil. But if I have money and I use the amount of money to pay tithe, to give offering, then I pay my school fees, then I help my children, now it has moved from clean to holy. I'm not just using it in a clean way, I'm also using it to the glory of God. So it can fall in any of these three categories, depending on what you are doing. So even unbelievers can use money in a clean way, but it's not holy. Because holy means dedicated to God. The prodigal son, I mean, money was his friend though, but the way he treated the money ran away. When I was young, my father told me something. When you have money, don't maltreat it. If you maltreat it, it will just move away. So the guy, he couldn't make money his friend because of the maltreatment he gave to the money, the prodigal son. He didn't use it well. Mistreated the money. So the money ran away. But his elder brother, he treated the money with respect and dignity. When you respect it, it becomes your friend. When you don't respect it, like the prodigal son, using it for prostitutes, misbehaving, throwing it around, it runs away from you. That's why Jesus said, make it your friend. Don't maltreat it so that it runs away. Let it be close. Hold it closely because it's precious. I remember once I was working with my dad. I was about 12 years old in the night. And my coin fell. We were gone some distance. Then my father asked me, what was that noise? And I said, it was a coin. Then he said, how much was it? I said, a peso or something, but it's nothing. Let's go. Then he said, no. Then he said, we should go back and go and look for the coin. So we went back. In the night, we went back where I dropped the coin. And me and him, we looked for the coin. And we found the coin. Then he took the coin and gave it to me and said, look, treat money with respect. Make it your friend. That was a practical, and it stuck with me. A practical demo. And when I knew that the respect my father gave to the money, although he had a lot of money, and meet the poor person, I'm rather throwing it away. It's amazing. Poor people waste more money than rich people. They'll say, this man is a rich man. Hey, he doesn't give money. The guy is tight. Yes, that's what Jesus was saying. He's making money his friend. He said, you won't go anywhere. You stay with me. You are boiling rice. You boil a lot and you throw the rest away. You are pouring milk. You pour it as if you have a mental problem. But Jesus said, you need it for protection. So don't see it as something evil or unrighteous. He said, that thing that people say, unrighteous mammon. He said, look, you make it your friend. Because there are Christians who think that way. If you think that way, then how are you going to survive? Hallelujah.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that money is not unrighteous or evil, but must be respected because it can protect you. Tune in same time tomorrow for continuation of this message.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Wash me with your blood. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
Dear prophet, I thank God for what he's doing through you. I had a problem spying on women when they are bathing. I don't know whether this guy was there when you were bathing, but he says that's his job. You are laughing. Somebody's serious problem. The spy who loved me. This guy should be in the secret service. Because he may have a gift, he's just using it in the wrong place. He said, I've been doing this for over 5 years now. Very interesting story. You are laughing. Maybe it was you he was spying. He said that, but I can say confidently that since you prayed for me over this problem, I have never felt the need to spy on any woman again. Said, I am finally free. Glory be to God. Put your hands together for Jesus. What a miracle. I mean, it's...
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word. The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakabading titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233 557 009 010. You can also send an email to info@kakabading.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakabading.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.